In the mid-16th century, Cosimo I also wanted to show his power in the Giardino di Castello. For this, he commissioned Niccolò Pericoli, known as Tribolo, and artists of his court, such as Giorgio Vasari, Gian Bologna, and Bartolomeo Ammanati, to decorate this huge green space with allegorical statues and fountains. Mythological figures, classical divinities, real and fantastic creatures populate and animate the garden thanks to a complex hydraulic system designed by Tribolo to facilitate spectacular water features. These effects simulate natural phenomena, such as the deluge in the cave of animals, the Grotta degli Animali, and are a source of wonder and fascination for visitors. An examination of Utin's painting provides some understanding of the allegorical meanings of the decoration, which we can understand by reading the garden from bottom to top and vice versa. Starting from the bottom, we come across the fountain of Hercules and Antaeus, which alludes to Cosimo's political and military superiority. The Venere Fiorenza fountain later moved to the nearby Villa of Petraia. Next is the Cave of Animals, Grotta degli Animali. Finally, in the park, once called Wildland, is the basin or pool with the Apennine Colossus. If we read the garden from top to bottom, on the other hand, we start right from the Apennine Colossus and follow the course of the water to the Grotta degli Animali, where the stream divides between Mount Senario and Falterona, represented in two side niches that no longer exist today. From the two mountains arise the Mugnone and the Arno, the rivers that reach Florence and come together again in the garden in the fountains of Venere, Venus Fiorenza, and Hercules and Antaeus.